Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, guys? Your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Lord. This your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast with anything and everything. We'll get talked about, discussed, laughed at.
It will.
And on today's episode, we got a special guest in the building.
We got him.
Man, we got one of the up and coming producers in the music game. Also, he transitioning to a business man too, because he opening this the new studio. He's gonna work with a bunch of artists. We're gonna let him get into all the artists he's talking about. Some of them, you know, some of them you better get to know.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it first. Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary in the making.
We don't know who talking about that boy Jet Taylor. What happened, my dog?
What's going on, family? Happy to be here with
family. Oh, man, don't come in with that proper side of shit.
Because he sleep was part of the show first season now, so let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted. Come here, I'm trying to act all Duluthish.
He come in humble as hell.
Well, guys,
But yeah, man, we're gonna jump into the conversation with him, find out what's going on with him, the music making, the new studio he opened. We're gonna get into all of that, man. Before we get into any of this, we're gonna change the place. I put play this
bitch. Something special.
Cause the new Jet coming in this guy.
Oh shit.
So we gotta play the Jet Taylor.
Jet Taylor playlist. The DSA Podcast Jet Taylor playlist.
Yes, sir.
Put that on.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Look. Yeah. Play that. Anyway. Boom. Bro. Been seeing y'all on Instagram, getting it in. Been doing a lot of producing. Been doing a lot of work on this studio. Before we talk about the studio, give a rundown of all the artists you done worked with. Just so people know.
First of all, let them know how you got into music. You know, sometimes you just do a cannonball.
He like to stop shit for you.
You know,
he don't know where the hell we were going.
Yeah, look, cannon. He look.
He just like, fuck it. He ain't gonna say it.
He just look. He had fur with it. We trying to do cannonball. Yeah,
come on. We building it. We were saying it because I had him already mentioned. He worked with a bunch of artists, so we need to get him.
Yeah, for sure.
But don't hit me tell for how he starts.
Okay, I need a rundown, a little quick rundown, basically.
Yeah, a little two-piece.
Musician, you feel me, at heart, first and foremost. I started in church. All glory to God, though, for sure.
Amen.
At the end of the day, but, you know what I'm saying, I started at church, played drum my whole life, came up. When I was, like, 16, I bought myself a piano. You feel me? With all my little birthday money, yeah, like a, just a piano.
Did y'all hear what this man said? He bought himself at 16. Mama did. Mama didn't buy it. Mama didn't buy it. Dad didn't buy it. He bought it. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm finna go buy a water gun. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, my boy got his mind right.
Show. Around like 16, I bought the piano, and then I graduated 2016. So by 2017, that's when I got into producing. I produced my first track in like 2017. Was the first time like the public ear heard a Jet Taylor record. For sure. Lil Baby and Jarvis Lucero. First ever record the public heard was a Lil Baby track. You feel me? So blessed is, you feel me? Understatement for sure. But you feel me, just getting started, you feel me, as a young producer, that was crazy. Like, that does not happen every day. You feel me? A song with Lil Baby, but I started with Lil Baby. That was my first one that made me like really get into it. So then I started working with I can't even go on order, but J5 is like, he an upcoming artist still. That's my brother, but you feel me? I started with him in Atlanta scene. Then I got the Steady Hendrix, Wild Fan Lucci, Black Youngster, OMB Peasy, Tracy T, Young Nudie, Ken Elway.
My list is thick.
Hood Rich, Pablo One.
The list is thicked up. Keep going.
I got Ghetto Barbie.
Keep going.
I can keep going. With keep going. YRN Duke Deuce.
Keep going.
QC, and more, I can't think of all of them. You want to think all of them?
I love it.
The ones I can think of on top, for sure.
Let them move.
Some of them,
for sure. Yeah.
Find on your playlist that
thing. Oh yeah, for sure. That's my brother, Kai Cash. Them, they introduced me to Christian Combs, P. Diddy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my brother right there. CYN, shout out CYN for sure.
Nobody low key locked in, then.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't realize nobody low key locked in.
For sure.
When you get in the studio, how long it usually take you to come up with
a beat
or a beat? Cause you talk to some people, they be like, it's gonna take 10-15 minutes. Yeah. Some people it take long. You know what I'm saying?
It just depends. Honestly, if I'm like in my mold. Like 5-10 minutes.
Dang.
If it's like a record, I'm gonna sit there and like really work on, like really, really take my time about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Still, shit. I thought Marvin and that shit about a good hour and a half. What's this shit?
Too
about
much repetition. I can't.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. You know. Get a lot of reps and you ain't got no choice but to be on
time. I know when it's time to go to the next one.
Yeah.
I used to sit down.
So you know when a beat has enough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Try
so how long did that take? To really
now, I'm still working on
still
it.
Still figuring it out.
Definitely like
but
a
you
year
can
or two ago.
It,
yeah, for yeah. sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Try to put an orchestra in the beat.
Yeah.
Like leave room for the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that shit
sounds
like foreign language to me. I don't know this.
With the music,
man. I get it, though, get me to play the drum, that shit sounds like a toddler.
Their rhythm, boy.
Shit, you got some cats out here that'll turn that into a beat, though.
I feel me.
Yeah, Taylor one of them. It's just all about hearing it and putting a pattern to it.
Yeah, putting it together.
That's it.
So when you get with an artist, do you have beats that, like really queued up, or you rather sit with an artist and come up with something fresh? It depends.
Everybody vibe different, but most of the time I pull up with the beats.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to pull up with the beats.
Gotta get them songs.
Yeah, you gotta pull up with beats. But somebody might be like, you just go on and cook up, but. I definitely pull up with by 1,000 beats.
Thought above him and say shit by 200-300. But what's that? Five, the whole rack out this bitch. Ooh,
1,000. Why do you?
Yes, Lord.
Why do you start on the list? My wife been
sitting on the toilet making beats. I got to get them in. Damn it! I got a show to do Saturday. I got to get these 1,000 beats ready.
One thing that. Right? How the fuck y'all keep up with what is what?
Oh yeah, what popping, bro?
Like y'all, like bro. Man, so you one of the producers probably got a bunch of them, and you just know exactly. Oh yeah, you need to hear this one.
Facts.
I ain't never understood it because if it was me, I'm like, hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It be like how you keep up with it. It just already you done memorized most of everything anyway.
Really like. Children too, like then you got like super memorable beats, like they just like anything, but you can like like you can really really remember certain beats, like boy, I need to get whoever on this beat. But most of the time, it just like remember them, like
so really all it takes is to hear it one more time, bring everything back to the front. So how do you label them? Like, do you give them names or do you just? First thing comes to mind.
I made a beat right now, be like DSA.
Ooh. Okay. So you really go off the vibe.
Literally, bro.
Yeah. That's the move.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what's up. Because you got some that they actually label.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I know at one point, a partner I went to school with, like, he would actually give them names. But it'd be based off of what he felt. When he made that track.
With the track.
So he would give it a name. I was like, okay. Never thought of it that way. Shit, I'll just track one, track two, track three, track four, that's track five. But then, once you get high up in the number, then you be like, damn, was it seven or was it 37? Or, I know it had a seven in it.
It wound up being
61. It wound up being 61.
Man, I'm still meaning it at all.
I've always wondered that, because I know when I was trying to dab with making beats, like, I would label it mine a certain way just to help me remember it. So I was always curious of how people, other producers, you know, how they label them, how they save them, and be able to go right back to it, like, just, you know, pinpoint, oh, nah, it was this one. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got 1,000 beats. You got 1,000 tracks, and you automatically know to go to this one.
Facts.
This the one I made.
I struggle with remembering passcodes.
Me too. Thank God, the Apple password.
What? Thumbprint.
Remembering passcodes, 1,000 beats, just remembering what I did.
Facial recognition.
That really what it like. You know, yeah. Once you hear it, like facial recognition.
Yeah. It'll come right back to you.
It'll come right to you.
That's the move, man. So what? Let's jump into this studio. Like,
yes, sir.
I, first of all, let me just say, I like how you move, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you sit right up under that radar.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm talking about right up under it and just graze it as you go on. And then next thing you know, like, you step above, like, hello, and then right back on. I love it, bro. I love it. Cause that's how it was. Like, I didn't know he was making beats. I knew he was a musician.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was making beats. And then that thing, you know, boom. Talk to everyone. I'm like, but who made that? Nah, they just take it. I'm like, who? Like, nah, just stay around the corner. I'm like,
yeah.
Around the corner. Like, yeah. I'm like, damn, okay.
Facts, man. Definitely been growth, though. A lot of growth and progression with it, though.
Show. Okay. You're getting a lot of work. I was trying to figure out what song to put on the playlist. I was like, man, this nigga done did so many goddamn. I'm gonna put all of them on there, but I was like, but that bitch would've been long hell.
I like my playlist, huh?
Huh?
I like my playlist, huh?
Nah, ain't nothing coming from this.
Bro, you talking about hate?
Say you got a playlist.
Ain't no
what?
That ain't a playlist.
Playlist.
That bitch
4 albums.
Bro. Long hell. Right, I work out. And then when I get on these road trips, I like to have
shit. Oh, yeah, you told me that one a while ago, with the music.
And hey, no more playlist yet.
Gotta have it for the road, though.
Thank you, bro.
Come
on.
That's the perfect time to listen to an album, though.
Damn.
If you know you about to drive somewhere, know the shit.
You got to have that good.
I can't blame him now.
Yeah, but he don't want to just make the playlist and just send me the whole playlist. He's sending me all something. I'm like, I'm not
that's my playlist.
Just make the playlist.
Yeah, just make the playlist and just send it to me.
That's my playlist. It's a man, cause I got like what?
It's 100. It's over 100. 200 probably.
Hey, you know me, bro. But yeah, anywho, man, talk a little bit about this studio, man. How we?
Yes, sir. Shit.
First of all, where we located? Let people know where we located.
Experiment Street, it's not too far from west, across the street from the Believe store. A lot of people know where the Believe store.
Okay.
And
okay.
Biscuit Shack. That's a well-known spot in Griffin. Mm-hmm. It's in the same plaza, 1448.
Okay. Cool.
Experiment.
Yes, y'all.
Y'all making music.
Jet Taylor Studio.
Jet Taylor Studio. Make sure y'all pull up. Go get some work in. Especially if you want some good music.
When was the moment you decided to be like, you know what, I'm holding the studio? Or was it something you already?
It was something I probably really had. Like, I started at my sister's house.
Yeah.
So I had, like, clients pulling up. They're, like, a lot of people was really fucking with me. So I just had them pulling up to the house. And then I just knew it was time to, you know, elevate from that.
That's it.
So about 2 months ago, though, I was like, yep.
Like, that time.
Yeah, it's that time for sure. I just hate I chose inflation time. And you know what it is. I gotta inflate the rates. I gotta inflate my services. Go with the time, man.
That's it.
The good thing is, when you start out, your price is where you
You was already established with your prices, so they understand. Sure. I'm pretty sure they understand the inflation.
Sure.
But the thing is, they know what they're getting.
What they're getting your money worth for.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? You get more than your money worth, to be honest. If you ask me, you really get more than your money worth. Because, yeah, I've seen you work. sir. I've seen you work, bro. And one thing I will say, you and BK work real good.
They're my bro, yeah. too, man. We go crazy every time.
Yeah, I work real good. Yo.
He's a real one, too, my boy. Yeah. My boy BK. Yeah. Through a lot of logs. Yeah.
Why you win and caught every last
you
one
of them? For sure.
I was just glad to see you win me on one of them bitches.
Sure.
Yes,
sir.
But like with your studio, right? Mm-hmm. Can is it like they can book certain rooms? And,
oh yeah, I'm gonna have three rooms. It's gonna be a J room. It's gonna be like the A room, basically like the biggest room. Okay. The E room is gonna be like the B room, like the second room, and then the third room is gonna be the T room. So it's gonna be like jet, like terminals. But it's gonna be the A room, B room, and C room.
That dope. That dope. Okay. That dope. Mm. And I think we're gonna take your business even further is your resume. People gonna be seeing what man, this dude done did.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I speak for itself.
Yeah, like they gonna
be
see
crazy. They amaze myself a lot of time when I really sit and think about it, though.
Yeah, hey, they gonna tell you. Hey, they gonna take that studio through the roof, dog.
Thanks.
Shit. Record me a song in that motherfucker.
I'll tell you, I'm gonna get you right too.
I'm just gonna rely on his beat and shit and then take it to the top.
Hey.
Shit.
Crazy thing is though, nigga can actually write, bro.
I believe it.
I can, but
I believe it.
I got old.
DJ gonna got old.
Nah.
They never gonna let it go.
If I can't name his song,
this one gonna get paid, ain't it?
Sound like
boy got some bars on him, though.
Y'all remember when Kanye did that verse, stupidy doo? Me, nigga. Hope Zach got them banging.
Shit, go number one.
Jet gonna bang that bitch to the top.
I'm telling you.
Oh, wait. That shit gonna be number one.
Yeah, yeah. So, musically, okay, we got the studio. Is it opening or opening soon?
It's like a soft opening, like. You can book the BNC room, but you feel me? The A room gonna be ready in about 2 weeks, like a real grand opening about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Doing anything special?
Yeah.
Like cut the ribbon, have a real grand opening. Like
okay.
Just a vibe type of day, you know, for a couple of hours.
That's what's up.
Let people go check the spot.
Yeah, that looks up. That's gonna be dope right there.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm excited. I'm gonna be excited. Something tiring.
It's something neat, though. You need like a quality ass studio with everybody that's doing music.
You gotta drive up the highway up the road.
For sure.
That's the one thing. Gas is high.
That's why I started doing this when we. That's one
of the reasons why I'm gas is high. So man, for a nigga in Barnesville, wanna pay for a beat? I'm pretty sure they'll come on up here to Griffin.
When we were young,
and they getting good work.
I knew a couple niggas that were recording out of their house, right? But it kind of sounded like we were recording in the house.
Yeah.
So we always had to go Clayton County and up. I was just in the studio, and I was just like,
just to get some decent quality.
Yeah, just to get quality.
Yeah.
But I know
so you insert Jet Taylor.
And I think it's
a whole nother level.
Is it a recording studio in
Greek? I don't think it is.
Yeah, Jet Taylor Studios.
Yeah, we
don't
need
that. That's all we need to worry about. That's the only one that really matters.
I'm telling you.
Only one that really matters.
Man, that was so. It should have been one. I'm glad you the one who opened it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Much success.
Same.
What you got coming out music wise?
I
heard like the one you did with Drewski, I fucks with that one.
Oh yeah, that by Drewski too.
I fucks with that one.
Man, he got a lot coming out on the way too.
Oh yeah, I spoke to him, he told
me. Yeah, me and Drewski excited too about what's on the way. Just like I was talking about the people earlier, Kai Cash. This dude here, I got one so crazy, going crazy. This dude y'all seeing. Called Ben 10, that's been going up, and then Slaughter Gang, they
had
me
chilling down the house on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Soon they got home from church.
That broke church.
All right.
Beat the drum.
Because I had the music playing in the field. Man, what it is.
I've been highlighted.
Man, what it is.
Lit off in this bitch. Let go, Dad. You right now with
it? And they with it. All the way with it. I always say, you want to know what some good music is, let some children hear. Mm-hmm. If some children hear, yeah, they let you know. Yeah, they're like, I don't know. They're going straight out and get down to the show. But yeah, man, all them projects coming out. I know you and Jay brought out.
Oh, yeah, man. I like it, yeah. We're about to drop soon, though, starting probably next month. But y'all stay good. We're gonna go in order with it. Gonna put these singles out for y'all good people. We got one called Green Light on the way. Be sure to check that one out when it come out.
Okay.
It's on the way, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
Duke Deuce, it's a QC artist. I'm gonna be on his album, his next album. I got one with Ross. I'm really supposed to hold it down, but this nigga is a podcast.
Hey.
You feel me?
Exclusive.
So hopefully that one on his next album. So they contacted me about how the music work. We'll be waiting 3 years for a record to come out.
Man, like,
that'd be crazy. You know, I ain't know that until I got into music though. I thought niggas go to the studio.
Right.
But you can think with how it is for you. Like, you can put all your shit out yourself, right? If you wanted to, right? So you think it would be like, okay, make it, put it on whatever, put it on. But I ain't never understood how, like, the inner workings of the music industry.
Yeah.
Like, that shit crazy.
It's definitely business, bro.
What?
That's one of the most eye-opening things ever. That is just business. Really, like, once you really get into, like, supporting yourself and paying your bills, it's like 10% music.
So check this out. You done work with both underground artists and major label artists.
For sure.
So is it one you like working with better? Or what's the difference with working with? That's a better question. I ain't gonna put you on spotlight. I ain't gonna put you on spot. What's the difference in working with those?
Alright. Let me think. The difference between independence and labels, I could say with labels, like, the artists will reach out, like, independently, their artists will be reaching out 9 out of 10 times. And then with a label or something, most of the time it's like an attorney or a manager. Like I said, they do most of their business through the lawyers and stuff. Versus the independent artists, they'll just hit you up like,
hey,
yeah,
bro.
How you need? How much do you want?
Like, hey, bro.
Yeah. Facts. That really what it is.
Hey, hey, big bro.
I need
you, bro.
I need you, bro.
Bro, I need one from you, dog. What you got?
So have you been contacted by major label? Cause you see major label now, they be giving like deals to producers.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Straight up, we want you to be like making so many songs for us.
Sure.
Eventually, the producer end up making albums and
facts.
Like DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled is a producer. But is he really the producer?
He's like
he kind of like how Diddy do it. Like, he don't touch shit. Well, he probably do, but
yeah,
orchestrating
the
play. Yeah,
you know, have been
contacted by some labels and starting to be like, oh shit, Jet done been on a lot of shit.
Facts.
Because, you know, when you start making money, people want to start making money with you.
For sure, want a piece of that. I'm like, by people starting the label, not really just a major yet, but I've been a lot of producers that reach out to me, like producers that's already on with hits and stuff.
Yeah.
I had them trying to like sign me, but I think I want to stay independent for now.
Work a business deal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna thug it out and learn the business myself.
Seeing them instant labels. Yeah, they want you so they can make money, but they want to get you publishing.
Yeah, for sure, splits and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I would do it. It just got to make sense.
That's it.
You feel me?
Got to make sense for you.
Yeah,
not
for sure.
But
I know it's going to make sense for them.
Exactly.
Get on that way. I feel like, well, if that bag was big enough.
That shit.
I might be able to fuck with you. But they're going to be real big. speed.
Yeah, goddamn day, you want that shit. Beat. You want that shit to make sense when your ass get 60, 70. Yeah, you know, just chill that. That shit still need to be making sense.
Yeah.
So and I ain't talking about in your mind.
So where they getting all their money now though?
Yeah, they
bring
that shit.
Like, yeah, cause I saw some shit with. I saw some shit with Method Man. I forgot the name before I came. He was asking the same question because he was like, I felt like I earned the right to fly everywhere, private jet, for all the work that they did, but they didn't get paid nowhere near. Some of these guys take private jet.
Everywhere, yeah, everywhere.
They like
30,000
here and there. You feel?
Shit.
So like, where they get all that money from? Like, and they say the record labels ain't as big as they were.
Nah, what it is, they becoming more and more in debt with the damn record label.
Facts.
That's what it is.
Damn.
Attention to all artists. The contract, $1 million up front is a loan, bro.
That's it. It's a loan. You better go back and listen to Nori. He told everybody that on their podcast.
I just want people to understand.
But it should get crazy.
But guess what? But guess what? They'll turn around and give you 1.7 more. On top of that. They don't do nothing but put you in the they'll let you be hot.
I'm telling you.
But your ass in the red.
Facts.
Hell yeah.
So how the music work? Okay.
Cause them niggas, you see them, they keep goddamn, they be on the private jet with $1 million in their goddamn hand. You feel me?
Long, bro.
Like, goddamn, nigga on the private jet with $1 million.
Long. That jet belongs to the company.
I'm just wondering.
Okay, look, that shit, they run the tab up.
He brought up a good point, though, because he was like, look, man, think about this, man. That Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan. Legendary, dog. Like, that shit go beyond legendary to a point.
That Method Man from High High.
You feel me? See, you know, High High, man. Wu-Tang, man.
True.
But that's a legendary, that's an iconic rap group. Like, nigga wearing Wu shirts to this day. I got a goddamn Wu shirt. Yeah. And they got stores, and I mean, but he ain't never experienced that type of money in the music game. So he got money once they crossed over in the movie, TV show.
I think it's a lot to do with the platforms too, like versus his time.
Now
the platforms ridiculous. Yeah, you get paid to post. Like at this point, if you got the right
platform, they wasn't posting back then. The advertising was different back then. Back then, advertising was TV and radio. That's it. If you ain't make it on TV or radio, your ass was done.
But then the only way they could see you.
What they heard about you then was in city. Like you was a in town superstar. Until you broke the radio wave.
I was wondering that though, because I saw that shit and I'm like, it's a good question, man. It's a lot of money.
Man, it's a business.
It's a lot of money in here. How much of that money is
whether you're an artist, producer slash artist, man, it's a business I always probably take.
Me and you talked about it.
You got to be able to negotiate your shit right. Because if you don't, you're going to have all this money. Yeah, you taking them pictures.
Me, no.
So you're getting more and more in debt. Don't even realize it, bro.
Who's going to go that far, but boy, it's crazy out here.
Man, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I'm from the outside looking in. I'm like,
I mean,
how the hell? Like, who gave you all that money? Like, I want to go talk to them.
It do be alone, though. Yeah. I mean, but a lot of times, I mean, artists do have their own motion, like features and stuff, too.
But
like,
I've been seeing a lot of independent artists.
Yeah.
With money, and you can look at it and be like, okay, I can tell what he carved his way into goddamn earning the money he getting. It's a lot of independent.
A lot of them ain't that flashy either.
Nah, they don't.
If you think about
but
it,
but you know,
most of the ones that flash are the ones who done got that loan.
Somewhere in there, you're gonna be like,
chain and money. Most of the ones that being flashy, the ones who done got that loan.
I mean, don't nobody.
Them niggas that done got it on their own, them niggas is big.
I always said, don't nobody on earth need a $62,000 chain. I don't get it.
I don't
want to
go that far.
But that how much?
Unless it's gold.
Like, nigga, go get some. I don't give a fuck if
it's
fucking
titanium. No, I'm saying at least it still be worth
something.
Yeah. I ain't paying gold. I ain't finna pay for it. This is right. Dad walking around like this.
$62,000
Okay, Jen. Pretty high, yeah, I'm straight.
When I do be in the studio and I see like an artist, like the first artist I seen like that was Moneybagg, yo. But he just had on so much jewelry. I was like, bro, you look like a superhero. Like, bro, he got a $200,000 worth of jewelry, like the lights on him. Like, it was just crazy to see.
Crazy, bro.
In real life, like, just to see it up and close.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I got to
like,
see.
Like, bro, is it really that necessary?
Boy, I saw an NFL player like that. We was at some party.
My
bro.
Question was like, my nigga is tired.
Full of shit.
Do I need to call you a massage therapist? I'm pretty sure you tight, man.
You would appreciate it.
I ain't gonna lose this, though. You see that shit, and you kind of be like, kind of impressive. Shit's kind of impressive. I like this type of shit. I ain't gonna bullshit you.
Hey, that dude be having some dope ass jewelry. A lot of that shit. A lot of that shit be dope as fuck.
That shit
for real.
Definitely a little impressive.
I don't think you need to see $2,000.
I mean, I don't.
I see that shit. You be like, okay, I see.
I take a
picture
with it.
Right.
Get like little
oozes,
put big ass diamonds.
I'll be damn.
And the little nigga look like.
No way in the hell,
bro. Nigga look like Vision from Venice. They got the mind stone.
He definitely did the craziest thing. That's probably about the craziest I've ever seen.
But see, I always
M planet. I ain't never seen that one.
That's crazy, man.
No, what you're missing is he got paid a lot of money. Whoever that diamond truly belonged to, they were advertising that nigga, bro.
They definitely
was. Think about it. Because he ain't got in there no more.
I had an infinity stone.
Yeah, real talk. They were advertising that bitch. They said, man, I'm
going to
give you a bunch of money, man.
He damn sure ain't got it
in there. Put that bitch in your head so everybody can see you.
Probably twice as more,
but
it was.
Because it was in
the head. Yeah. So that was
a business investment. That was. But anywho, tell me this. Who are some of the artists that you haven't worked with that's either underground or mainstream that you would like to work with?
Okay. I'm going to start mainstream and say Drake.
Okay.
Drake, Kanye, and...
I'm sure that's somebody coming.
Cool.
Drake, Kanye, and Future.
Future.
Yeah. They're my top three for, like, solidifying myself.
Yeah.
If I get a single record with one of those, they solidify my career.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already
solidified, but you feel me? That'll really...
That's nice.
And then for upcoming artists...
That's a guarantee.
It is.
Either one. Man, either one is guaranteed.
It's a good question. For upcoming, it's really a lot of upcoming artists. I can't say there's so many. Really, whoever want to work with me, that's the answer I'm going to put out there.
I can dig it.
Because there's so many people. There really is.
So have you tapped into other genres as far as producing yet? Or are you still...
Yeah, I would pop EDM, R&B more. I'm doing a lot more R&B.
Okay.
But definitely EDM, though. Like, that's my new thing.
So what explain to me what is EDM.
It's
like,
kind of like... So, you know, when you go to the... Yeah, I have a lot
I know you're
like
talking about
the drop here, but I'd be like, concert,
shit.
Yeah.
Rave type shit.
Yeah, rave.
But
oh,
then
rave.
You
know
when
it's
EDM,
you
can tap into international.
Yeah.
Is that what Shaq do?
Yes.
He DJ. Yeah. He be doing the DJ, and that what he do.
Okay.
Do EDM and like hip hop.
Yeah.
Like mix it together. That's really what the wave is right now. Just EDM and hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to experience that lifestyle. The EDM, like just going on tour, doing like a whole tour EDM. It's a real lifestyle, it's a real partying for about a year.
Shit, bro. Man, be tired of hell when you come back. My boy, you straight? Y'all definitely go to sleep for the next 3-4 days, but I'm going to get up with you.
EDM show, that show all about the DJ. It's all about the DJ.
You know, he kidding about the damn crowd. Yeah. They just look at them every now and then. Right. Yeah, they still out there. What you got?
That's all right, though.
So it was it hard to tap into that?
Yes and no. I just had to like train my ears to listen to it more. Really, like it's really whatever I'm listening to. Like if you listen to music right now, and I listen to it for like 3 days, I probably just make those type of beats. Just really whatever I put my focus to.
So it's damn near like you out here mimicking the beats you hear, but just putting your own,
putting your own sauce on.
Yeah.
Like who
shit, that's the best time. That's the best time right now.
Who producers influenced you?
Okay. Dr. Dre. First and foremost, he's at like the top.
That's your top.
Like business wise, entrepreneurship wise, and music wise, like Khaled too.
Yeah.
But Dre is on another level with it, you feel me? Billion dollar.
Godfather.
Yeah, for sure. He's at the top, but.
That nigga made it cool to be a producer.
Man,
he did.
I got Metro Boomin, Scott Storch, Zaytoven. Southside, like 808 Mafia, Kanye, but I can say my biggest was Scott Storch and Dr. Dre. And Zaytoven, because he came from church too, like a real musician. Put it together.
That's a good year.
Y'all know any producers?
DJ Tune did a lot of TI, Organized Noise.
That's the era we in, so.
Jazzy Faye, too.
Yeah, Jazzy Faye.
Dre.
That's what's up, though.
Swiss Beats.
Yeah, Swiss Beats.
A lot of people don't know producers.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Missy Elliott produced a lot of shit. Jermaine Dupri. Produced a lot of shit, bro.
I'm trying to think.
Jet Blaze. Can't forget about Jet Blaze.
Like this, our era, right?
Yeah.
Producer right
there. We came up on it, and then what you call them that did all of No Limit shit?
Beat by the Pound.
Beat by the Pound.
Beat by the Pound.
See, we came up on all them cats.
Can't say Beat by the Pound and not Manny Fresh.
The producer for UGK though.
Carl Moe. He did a lot of him and Pimp C.
But see, I'm also big on Ryan Leslie.
I used to like watch a video.
A lot of motherfuckers slip on him, bro.
Facts.
Like he, you watch the videos of him in the studio.
A lot of people don't understand. Ryan Leslie.
I ain't watched too many, but I'm familiar with
him. Ryan Leslie is the reason you know about Cassie and Fabulous and motherfucker like that, bro. Like a lot of that shit. Cassie's first album was produced by Ryan Leslie.
I always thought produced Fabulous. DJ Clue.
That girl you be killing them, that's who produced that shit. Ryan Leslie produced that shit.
Long money, man. He been doing it.
Man, this nigga play everything. Bro.
Yeah.
Well.
I can't play a tune on that.
How many instruments do you play?
Three predominantly. But like, I feel like I can play whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Just need to get your hands on it.
Just focus on it.
The basics.
I get a little band.
A little something.
Play a little flute.
You see it on your feet. See, tell why.
I ain't gonna put myself out there, but, shout out my boy TK Duck. I remember we growing up, he played instrument. Nigga used to always be in the high, he stayed in the apartment right next to me, playing the drum. So, when you stay in the apartment, you can hear everything in between. Yeah. So, he's playing the hell out of the drum. Get ready for high speed kill.
Dry walls thin.
We get out, we get. What? I learned every roof listening to this shit. Every goddamn moment. You feel.
And I became a musician, but I didn't listen.
So we get to high school and he in the band. He said, no, I'm gonna get the drum. So shit, the day go by, I'm sitting at home and they get home. I said, why you get the drum? And nigga said, hell no, nah, they gave me cymbals. I said,
bye-bye. No. <"Nah." laughs>
Man, you should have just knew how crushed I was, bro. I was just like, I just got used to the damn drum.
Hey, look, everybody.
Everybody
no way. Damn. So is there any like particular instrument you would want to learn? I see like me.
Saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
See, I would want to I want to learn the pocket trumpet.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Fucking Ryan Leslie, bro. Watching him on YouTube. Bro, this nigga literally like messenger. Like he went online, ordered a pocket trumpet, and had a messenger. Like he was making a beat. In the middle of the beat, he stopped, ordered a pocket trumpet, had that shit messengered over. Yeah. Like 2 hours later, got that bitch. Played that motherfucker a little bit, like played around with it, added the sound to the beat he was making and finished the beat. But the shit sounded so smooth and clear. And I was like, man, that shit sounded.
Well, I didn't even know a pocket trumpet existed until you said that.
I thought it was a horn.
I thought it was a
horn, bro. Damn. So what about female artists? Have you worked with any female artists?
Yeah. This is a female artist named Sis. She's an R&B.
Okay.
This music, she's pretty fine. We have a record out, Me and You. And, well, Ghetto Barbie, she's more on the trap rap side, but you feel me, man, her been going crazy. And then her artist named Tool Mama, she's from Savannah. Mm-hmm. And she been going up too, man, Tool Mama. But yeah, female artists, I like working with female artists for sure. The vibes.
Yeah, it's a different vibe from
Yeah, different
from
vibe for sure.
Yeah. Have you caught any mainstream yet?
Not
any
yet.
Mainstream you would want to work with?
I worked with Asian Dawg before, but that was like 2 years ago, probably a year ago, but not yet. I'm waiting for me.
It's gonna come.
Waiting on the app.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, I think Jet might be trying to sleep, fall in love over him. Look, gazing all in the skies and shit. Yeah, I waiting on Meg to come on through with me now. Just, she gonna hit me up next week, I think.
In his mind, he was like, one hit record, she gonna fall in love with
Jet thing. Meg and Jet.
I wonder why it took Hill House so long to push so many female artists. They always put female artists, but not but like in the last recent years.
They would do one or two at a time.
It's a lot more now
compared to what, because you think about it, back then you had, when we were coming up, you had MC Light, you had Queen Latifah, Lady Rage, Yo-Yo, Trina, Kim, Foxy, Remy.
But they wasn't all at one time. It was either one or two.
Because you think about it, Queen Latifah and MC Light was kind of right there together. It's just MC Light came out a little sooner.
I don't remember but one song from both of them.
For real.
Real talk. I remember Queen Latifah.
You and I, T.
That's all I know from him. And MC Light. Well, damn, I don't even remember what the MC Light song is. But I remember MC Light.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just wondering why female rappers ain't been in yet. Producer wise, it's a lot of. You know what I'm saying? It's the same. It's the same for you as a producer. It's a lot of new producers going into the music game, right? So, like, how do you distinguish yourself from them and get it to the artists? Or are they just, like, coming, like, is it more the artists coming straight to you?
Just really have your own sound. You just got a network. Network really more important than anything, your beats. But really just networking and have your own sound, really having somebody come to you for a certain product. That's really what it is. Hear my beat somewhere, like you can hear this beat anywhere and be like, well, who made this beat?
Yeah.
And be like that.
Yes,
sir.
I was making this playlist. You know how many goddamn songs I had to go through the way to hit the damn jet tape. I skip it. I ain't got no. I like the art. I'm looking for Jet Tape.
What's that? Skip it. Ain't no.
Looking for Jet Tape. But yeah, that's another thing about this music is I noticed. Females, a lot of female artists now, and a lot of new producers.
Yeah. So, is there any genre that you would challenge yourself to try to tap into that you haven't did?
Gospel.
Yeah.
What about country?
Country too.
Yeah.
For sure. I done made a couple.
You
country
don't like
music.
Country?
Yeah. No, for
I,
real.
I fuck with country music. I'm sorry, I do.
I fuck with country. See, I've always thought about a gospel track, but with a hip hop feel, or R&B feel mixed together. But then, like the same thing with the country, like a country track mixed in with a little hip hop flavor to it.
Didn't Nelly do that?
Lil Nas just did that one too. Long time ago.
Yeah.
That was technically country and rap.
I can say it's a lot of country rappers out there now. Them more.
Hold on.
Country rap.
Yeah.
And they
rapping.
They rapping like that.
You know what? I heard they said what's the name do that now? Bubba Sparks. They say that. Yeah, they said that what he do now. Like country rap.
It fit.
But you know, Bubba Sparks was like,
yeah,
he was a beast. Like his first album was smash with Timbaland.
That why I was a smash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep it a book. That why I was a smash.
But
he can, but
I get it's definitely
anything on Timberland track. Right.
Definitely help.
Exactly.
During the time Timberland was on that takeover series, he was doing it at that time. I remember that. Yeah. But now get to the point. So what we gotta give you shout outs. Social media, Jet, you the guest. Let everybody know where they can find you, how they can get in contact with you, all of it. All
right, Facebook, Jet Taylor. Instagram, Jet, J-E-T, Duh, D-A, Hitmaker, H-I-T-M-A-K-A. So Jet, Duh, Hitmaker on Instagram, Twitter, same thing, J-E-T, D-A, H-I-T-M-A-K-A. TikTok, same thing.
Oh, shit.
Damn, TikTok. What about... You might even on TikTok, yeah.
No, I ain't jump back on that yet.
Okay.
YouTube, I took some time out for a minute, but I'm gonna jump back on that guy. You feel me? We gonna get it worked out.
Yes, sir.
Y'all waiting on that shit, wait.
Show.
I know.
No.
Y'all waiting on that shit.
That nigga took time off from not doing nothing on the
Stop
hating on me, bro.
Oh, let them know the where they get in with the studio.
Oh, yeah, just hit me on Instagram. I got a Jet Taylor. It's Square Bookings Jet Taylor. Just literally type in Jet Taylor. You can find my social, my beat website, my YouTube. You feel me? Just,
and he wasn't playing by when he said, duh, hit maker.
You feel me? D-A.
He will make a hit.
The real ones.
You can find Teddy Small Shop at Teddy_small_shop. That's on Instagram and Facebook. You can always find Body Honey by Teddy at bodyhoney.byteddy. That's on Instagram and Facebook.
Right,
new
man.
Drop coming tomorrow, so do not miss it. It's dropping at 12 p.m. Do not miss it.
That shit all quit tonight.
She a professional.
Teddy, hi.
Hey, catch us at the. I'm skeptical Teddy about saying it. Tell them to catch
Teddy
us
drunk,
at my
y'all.
What's name, bro.
Y'all tell the drunk.
She
been on the Mosey.
She been bombing.
On the Mosey mode.
You usually can catch us at the DSA.
We back. Podcast. I don't know what the hell he did to the page, but
I ain't did nothing. Instagram did it to me.
The DSA.
It's Instagram get me. And I'm fight they ass because I need to be
got
on the page, bro. Why the fuck I gotta appeal that shit?
Can't post shit. I had to go back and put my age in, open it back up.
I did that, bro. They still went it, but
maybe the appeal went through. You just had checking.
No, I didn't. I be checking because I'm an Instagram junkie. I be checking
Instagram.
I hate you. I'm for real. I got 3 different pages on my phone. One of them ain't working. But usually, hey, hit us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Hit me up at ShowSport82.
Yeah.
Check my brand out at BrilliantIgnoranceClothing.com and BrillXIgno on Instagram. Get on the gear to me, bro.
Hey.
Instagram, y'all need to give me my goddamn control of my page back. Go ahead. I'm a little heavy, but it's all good.
Man, you already know, man. It's Crunch Cousin, L Boogie, man. Comedian L Boogie. Facebook, IG, Twitter, TikTok is coming back on the way.
TikTok?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I believe when I see it, nigga.
It's coming. Don't hate. See how they doing, bro?
He hate you the same way, I mean.
Hey, look.
See, like, see with me, right? You know why I stopped saying Twitter finals? Because I only got them going on now. I'm be straight with you. Got a Twitter page? Do not use it. Don't, y'all. I be so caught up on my Instagram trying to do this on this one, trying to do this on this one. And I just be like, you know, Twitter just for, I guess at this point, catching whatever score is for Twitter. That's all I open that bit for, bro.
By checking the brackets.
When I open Twitter, boom, first thing I pop up. Playoffs,
don't
see shit. I'm good.
My God, we appreciate you coming through, man.
Thank
you. Coming through, you know. Let everybody know what's going on with you.
Hey, appreciate y'all, boy. Come check out the studio.
Almost definitely, you know.
Thank you,
Jeff, for coming.
I believe
you. You know I'm coming.
Five now, because I ain't gonna be talking about nothing.
I'm ready though.
But I'm relying on your beat, because I know your beat gonna take you to the top.
Going to the top.
We still gotta get your workout session in.
That too.
Yo.
I still been in there though. I did better right now.
Yo.
Still working with the camera too?
Ready to play.
Still doing photography?
Ready to play. Matter of fact, all 3 of us need to go to session in.
What happened?
Yeah, she ain't ready for that. You see how she look? You see how she what happened? She ain't ready for that.
We're talking about working out.
Oh, I'm ready. Y'all ain't ready for my workout. Y'all ain't ready.
Ooh.
Y'all ain't ready.
That sounds like a challenge.
Challenge.
Who got the toughest workout? Oh,
now
shit.
I feel like you about to go home and make up some shit.
No.
Everybody had me 18.
I ain't telling him. I got a workout on.
He got a workout for
him. Tell that nigga it's something he can be winning. He gonna go figure out how to win it. I promise you, he would like that one.
That sounds like a challenge.
I'm
with it. Oh, I'm out for it.
I ain't gonna lie, I stole your little workout. I stole your little workout.
She don't know about the
legs. I just seen you do it on, I was in Planet Fitness, just sitting on top of the weight and doing your workout. Like standing on top of the weight. Yeah, that do hurt a lot.
It do. I must say, yeah, that do hurt a lot more. A lot more than what I expected.
Hey, catch the playlist on iTunes.
Yeah, we gonna talk about this challenge. We gonna
Y'all gonna do the challenge for real?
I'm with it.
Oh shit.
I'm with it.
If you challenge him with the wager, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Bragging rights.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Bragging rights.
I'll take that.
Bragging rights is nice.
I'll take that. Jay, what you gonna do?
Let's do it.
So who's going first? Who work out? We doing first?
Well, he's going to go home and think of life.
Nah, he definitely, yeah.
I ain't thinking of nothing.
You got to post your workout tomorrow. Everybody got to post your workout.
Post the workout.
I got to post my workout.
Yeah, you got to post it before we do it.
Boom. I got pull my workout.
You can't come up with no new shit.
No, I'm just what I do for leg day. It's just what I do for leg day.
Ain't coming
out with some shit. Only
I'm
he.
Tell you.
Only.
Hey, only. I know, bro.
Like, he working out with my daughter at the gym with basketball. I like, but she said, I don't know what she getting.
No, bro. Chill out, bro. Chill out, bro.
It's still to this day. That's why it took me a year to come back. That boy scarred me. God damn, my
time to heal, bro.
Already now, though. Already now.
Oh man! I told you, man.
My daughter ain't been the same since. If I say, "Hey, you wanna go work out?" She be like, "My tea gonna be there." Man, what else? She be like, "Dang." She knows she gonna be tired.
Man,
tomorrow.
Know what it is.
He put you through there, but it worked.
Nah, so. It definitely worked.
Hell yeah! Shout out to my boy O, who touched down in Africa. Yeah, getting ready to play professional basketball. Been training him for the last 8 years. Yeah, my boy took down yesterday.
Shout out, oh man.
Yeah, he left out Friday. He left out Friday morning from Boston, and then from Boston to Lisbon, Portugal. And then from Portugal to Cape Verde, Africa.
Cape Verde, Africa.
Yeah. So he, matter of fact, that's what I was looking at earlier. He sent me the game schedule. For training camp, they're doing. They start training camp tomorrow. Yeah.
Hey, how come you don't see basketball from around the world on TV?
You gotta go on YouTube.
I watched it.
You gotta go on YouTube.
You gotta
pay
Air Special Channel.
That's what it is.
But nah, you can go on YouTube. A lot of times they have different channels. You just have to research YouTube.
I would watch it.
And then they'll stream it. Yeah. And just subscribe.
I watch this shit. Cause the crowd don't love you. Oh, chain, boy. It'd be crunkled into that actual game itself. Man. I would watch it. Yeah, man.
It'd be real basketball, too.
Yeah, but they be hooping like hell.
Fact.
Especially if you get in the right league.
I was going to say, they got different rules for, like, the international play, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
There's just so many different leagues over there, man, because there's so many countries, so... It's easier to play professional overseas than it is getting to the NBA. And it's all the same. It's all the same. It's just we have more advanced equipment and
they got a spotlight too.
Got the money. You know what I'm saying? The backing. So that's why we advance when it comes to sports.
We're gonna jump down a rabbit hole.
My bad.
We're gonna get going.
I get into it, but it's
pull,
all good.
Pull out the day's fish, wrap this shit up.
It's all good.
But yeah, man, this is the DSA podcast, and we are
out.